God, the archetype, original pattern of humanism. Dr. Henry C. Kissinger.
And I know that all of you enjoyed Dr. Littlefield's report by teaching you something about me.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And I do wish to report that I go along with what is necessary. They're saying back in the back, they don't hear my voice or whatever. I think some of you might have heard, not have heard what they say. I know they did. If you don't keep the children quiet, you don't behave yourself to be quiet. And it's too hard for somebody to get up there and holler their lungs out while you lag around with somebody else about something and tap your feet all over this floor. I didn't want to get up there and fuss and raise no pants about it. You understand? And all those different kinds of things. I don't like to do that. See? But now some of the noise and disturbance and all, we don't have no rug on this floor. You understand? And this is not our building, and we can't fix it up to suit ourselves. You see? And listen, I want to say this. We ought to have, in all these years that we've been coming to school, we had at least that attention to sit down and be quiet.
Right.
And then if you don't, you can't hear nothing. Now that fan's going up, that makes a noise. You see, with the fan going up, then after you shut it off, so that you can hear it in that, then somebody says, well, it's too hot. If we turn it on, then I can't hear it. You understand? And now here you want me to get up there and everybody else get up there and pile our lungs out over the top of the fan. You understand? And over the top of all of the noise that's going on back there, you understand? And you complain about like you don't hear. Let me hear something else I want to tell you about. In this case, we asked you to come at 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock first. And I told you about this, too. See? And then you come dragging in. You understand? At 11:30 and a quarter to 12. And a whole lot of noise and distraction left. See, we haven't learned that yet. You see? Then you sit down here for a few minutes, and you get disturbed with the thing. And then you just happen to run a little past 1 o'clock. See, you haven't been here all that long. I know how. Then you're fretting and bellyaching about that. See, now this is not a place to come to brighten and bellyache. You see, about first one thing and another. And you, by all means, you ought to have better sense than to do that. Yeah, I didn't want to get all warmed up.
But I want to tell you some of the things that you do. You understand that you ought not to do. And if you notice and look at the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians, that's all Israel did when they was in the wilderness. Just bellyache about something all the time.
That's right.
And we seem to have adopted this system.
You see what I mean? We don't have no building of our own. We're too cheap for that.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're too tight for that. You see? Dr. Littlefield said before me, he didn't know how to remember this thing. He said that. He said, strike that from the wreck. You people don't pay your tithes or something like that too well. You understand? He said, now just strike that from the record. I didn't say that. You remember that? You understand? Now this is a place that has become, you understand? And we have to put up with what really is. You understand? It's not a place to come to Christ. You understand? Complain about the time this and the time that and all the different things. You understand? It's a place to come. And it's been a long time if you expect to get out of here. Now we can make it out, and I can say this. I can say all I have to say in about 15 or 20 minutes. But I won't promise you that you'll understand. Dr. Littlefield has already done so. You and Claw also had Dr. Dennis. They both have told you enough to save you from now on around the corner.
Since what time they was on the floor?
They did them when they first got up.
That's right, they did. And another
Say, I want you to know that, too.
He is missing some facts. Mm-hmm. He didn't back scrubbing up and hide. He comes back. Openly.
Yeah. Now, he learned something since he come down to this group. Yeah. You understand?
He didn't try to creep in unaware. You understand? Bit out a little something that run out of something somewhere. You understand? He come back and told you to your face that he learned something. And everybody else that ever come down this will learn something if you set still and be quiet and listen.
That's right. Now I want to tell you one of the things he said he learned. I want you to read this out of the Bible. See? Acts of Apostles 4:12. The same thing. He told you this same thing. See?
Neither is there salvation.
Neither is there salvation.
In any other.
In any other.
For there is none other name.
Now listen, there is none other name
under
heaven
given
among men anywhere. All right, read.
Whereby we must be saved.
Now listen, there is no other name given under heaven whereby we
this is a must.
Mm-hmm. We must be saved. All right, read.
Now,
repeat, God. I'm going to get the name straight. There's no other name given unto heaven.
It's known unto you all, and to all the people.
That's right.
That by the name of Joshua.
Now, that's what we want.
Okay.
By the name of Joshua the Messiah.
That's
next.
Whom you crucified.
There's not one to come, but one that's already come and already crucified. Buried and resurrected and now lives. Not dead. That's why they baptized nobody in his death. He's not dead. He's living. And alive in you. And in me,
that's right.
You understand that Dr. Littlefield told you this, too. He said that he had learned. You understand? That this doctrine of reincarnation, there wasn't nothing to that. See? Now let me broaden on that. Let me expand on that. First of all, listen at me now. There is nothing that God in me. Can't jump out of something and gain something else if he's not in, because he is all in all. That's all there is that's there.
Right.
You understand? Isn't it jumping around from one to the other? Get the point?
Right.
Somebody thought, well, he has to die here. You understand? But to jump over to somebody, it's not like that. There's nothing that exists but Yahweh.
Right.
You understand? And even the devil is under his control. That's where he come from. You see?
All right.
And there's no other name given under heaven. That was Yahweh. Yahshua was Yahweh manifested in the flesh. Now that's that.
No other way to be saved.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all there is to that.
Now listen here, let me tell you something now. You and your colossal stupidity and ignorance, I told you time and time again, over and over, that if I did not do the work,
okay.
I told you that. You understand? And I don't have to be listening around to nobody, please. Nobody on earth. I don't care nothing about what you say about me. I don't care what you think about me. It don't make me no difference.
You understand?
I'm here to preach and to teach the gospel just like it is. And if I can't do nothing,
you understand? That he done to me was dead while he was in the flesh.
Put me now in the rest of the history.
All right.
Okay.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's right.
If I can't explain the first thing
Cash money is an extra dollar. I've been start to finish. I've been beginning to end. There's nothing to me.
That's right.
If I can't tell you what's happening, you understand?
That's right.
You see, there's nothing to me. See? And I want to tell you something else, too. You can't tighten me up. Cut me all up. And make me feel important and big. No, you can't add nothing to me. You can't take nothing away from me.
Okay.
You understand? Now listen, I've had my pants kicked. You know, good and well, it didn't take too much of me kicking my pants. They never took a thing away from me. Never added nothing to me. See what I mean? And God don't have to be propped up.
That's right.
And I want to tell you something else. See, now if you don't know it, and if you never knew it before, then get it learned now. See? You are God.
Okay.
All right.
That's right.
When you never heard nothing about it.
Right.
But it is in the book. And I don't have no preeminence over nobody. But I am as you are. As Paul said, be as I am. What do you want me to be like that for? Because I am as you are.
Right.
Ain't no big eyes and little views in God. All of the plain fire.
That's right.
And he's God letting in all and all. Got the bottom aside, and it's not Jesus Christ.
Right.
You might have faith.
Right.
You see? That's right. That's wrong. You see? Somebody, well, that's an ingredient. I'm with somebody in Hebrew now.
Right. That's right.
Somebody say, well, listen here. I tell you right now. That I know this is the Greek. What about the Greek Orthodox? What about the this, that, and the other? Listen, we know all about that.
That's right.
See? He didn't deal with the Greeks that way first. See, now you just might as well get it learned. Here's something else I want you to know. Why would you think that all of these false prophets all over the world, and then God ain't got nobody.
Yeah, right.
See, now that don't make sense. He never has been without a witness in this first place. You understand
That's
what
right.
I'm talking about? In the midst of all of the confusion that ever was, all the way down, ever since he created, he's been here. See? And this thing is sprouting these wings and flying off somewhere place, you're not going nowhere where he isn't. Even if you go to hell, he's there.
Right.
Now that's right. David said, if I take the wings along and fly to the utmost. On up yonder, where the astronauts have it.
Yes, sir. You understand? He said, no, he's there.
If I make my bed in hell, wherever that is, or wherever heaven is,
he's there. There's no place for you to go. Then get out of it.
And then what you think, is we're always talking about me and money. You haven't gotten dressed.
That's right.
You understand? And the reason for that, you see, you don't know who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know where you come from. You don't know where you're going to. Well, down here in this school, what we're trying to tell you is where you come from and where you're going to.
Right.
Get that learned. See, now somebody ain't not going to want to believe what I just said. You understand? Said, no, that's not in the Bible. Well, I'm going to prove to you that it is in the Bible. And in your Bible. How about that? See? St. John. And then you read it out of that. Now, he was the Son of God, is that right?
Right.
Or he was the Son of God. Is that almost right?
Right.
See? Now, listen at me. He is God. That winning mercy, the Son of God now, as he was the Son of God then.
That's right.
See, not saints. No, sir. We are not saints. And we are not Christians. Mr. Right to Fit and Make It Plain, it is not that.
Right.
Not neither saints nor Christians.
Right.
That's right.
Well, you're not saints and you're not Christians, then what are you?
Said, I go to prepare a place for you. Where I go. Is that right?
Yeah.
I will come again. And receive you unto myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's right.
There will you be all.
That's right. Right.
I just got to tell you where he was.
Uh-huh.
He was the Son of God.
Right.
He was Yahweh's self manifested in the flesh. Then when he was dead, now he's going to prepare a place for you, that you might be where he was. That makes you a Son of God now.
Right.
That's all right. You understand? Not a Christian.
Right.
See? Not a saint. A saint is one that canonized the Roman Catholic Church. And we are not canonized in there. That's where the words come from. See? And Jesus Christ comes from Christmas, just as Christmas. And you go in the book and find out who he was. Why don't you look around some?
That's right.
See, we give it to you in the book. Hindu is big idols. We're not here to serve idols.
Right?
Right?
Right.
It's been deceived all of our life, now it's time we're learning. You understand? Somebody always wants to claim that school down there. Them folks down there wrong. Come staggering in here. We know you don't know nothing.
Right.
You see, well, this is a school, not a church.
Right.
You understand? Because we don't have one set up in a Sabbath doctrine down here. It's Messiah himself said, my doctrine is not my own.
Right.
Not your own, who's it?
Mm-hmm.
Him that sent me.
Yeah.
All right, then. What did you come for? I come to do the will of my Father. But as soon as the Pharisees, the scribes, and the Sadducees, that's what I come for.
Then I've come to report to us.
I wasn't sent to report to you.
Right, you report to me.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah, I'm giving it to you straight. You see? Yes, I know that's all over the world. See, and I know the world out there disagrees with us. You understand? But if you want to know the truth, this is the place to come. And if you don't want to know the truth, this is the worst place in the world to come to. You ought to stay away from here if you don't want to learn to know something about the truth.
And then sit down here and grumble and growl around us. See? Now, somebody come down, this is what they're doing. Say, I'm going down there and see what this book is teaching me. That's it. Maybe when you get down out there, there's always somebody says, I disagree with you. I know there's enough stuff you can do.
Disagree with us. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you come from? But I come from the Church of Christ.
I come from the Roman Catholic. I come from that, you name it.
You understand? There's nothing else you can. Now you call yourself coming down here to judge whether who's right or who's wrong about it, babe. Then you get up and walk off and say, well, them people down there, they're wrong. How do you know they're wrong? Said, well, I was down there. You don't realize you're down there. You're as stupid as a jackass your own self.
Disqualified, you know, not capable to judge nothing. You probably never had nothing to begin with.
In 9 times out of 10, you don't know the doctrine of the church that you come from.
That's right.
Old
right. Ain't that right?
Pretty damn like it really is. All right. Now read 10th chapter of St. John.
Joshua answered
him. Now, who's he talking to? Talking to the scribes and the Pharisees. Just smart boys of that day. They was always ready to challenge him and to chastise him and to correct him. You understand? All right, read.
34th verse of the 10th.
Now listen, he said, now, is it not written? Listen, we tell you, yes. Listen at me. We tell you, yes, Isaiah is connected to the law and to the testimony. Right. Now, they don't speak like this. There's nothing to them. I'm going to hold on to that gravity you're talking about.
See? Well, he just talked about this. You understand? All right, read.
I said ye are a lawyer.
Said I not in your law and lost the continuity of thought?
Is it not
written? Wait a minute. Didn't I say, Dr. Wilder Messiah, stop talking to the Pharisees and the scribes? Didn't I say? They never even caught that one at all. See? Moses wrote the law, is that right? Prophets, they prophesied.
That's right.
Is that right?
Right, right?
Well, he was back there then.
Okay.
Well, if he was back there then, how then can Mary be his mother?
All right.
Said I not in your law? Well, what did he say?
I said, ye are a lawyer.
Can I not in your law that I said that ye are a lawyer? Now, the word lawyer means it's used instead of God.
That's right. That's right.
See? You understand? Didn't I say in your law?
See? Now, I thought that just go right on over their head.
Right.
You see? That's the dear seeds that he's talking to.
Yeah.
And they'll pay no attention to it. They just overlook it.
Right.
You understand? Said I not in your law? Says what?
Ye are a lawyer.
You are God in your King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's right.
I said in your law that you are God.
That's what
you said. Now, wait a minute. Hold everything.
See?
Now you got the 17th chapter of Acts of the Apostles.
Mm-hmm.
See? You ought to know something about what we're talking about.
See, then we can tell the difference between the one preacher and the other. You understand? We got something to go by.
All right. 17th chapter of Acts of the Apostles. Don't leave there. I want something to land here before we go. I'm just getting it ready here in the 17th chapter.
Read
on in John, then. Now, Joshua, answer this.
Is it not written in your law?
Is it not written in your law?
I said ye are a lawyer.
I said. See, he was back there then. See, now, you're right, preacher, we've been trying to tell you that.
That's right.
All right.
And explain that to you. You understand?
Oh, I tell you, there's plenty to learn.
And you wake up here and find out, you understand, that you're even more stupider than what you thought you were. Well, we're thinking we're so smart. See what I mean? Unconscious of how dumb we really are. You see? And now, you know why it's that way? It's because, as Paul said, why is it when you come together into one place, every one of you got a doctrine? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Paul looked at it again. He called it this doctrines
the devils. You understand? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Peter looked at it, looked the situation over. He said they were destructible or damnable heretics.
Right.
See, then he wrote to the Corinthians, he said, "This reported this to me of the household of Chloe, that there is divisions among you." And I partly believe he knew that it was such. Isn't that right? You see what I'm talking about? You see? Did you catch the thought?
Yeah.
How did it happen that there's a division among you? Is Christ divided or is Joshua divided? Can you spit up the Godhead in your calling? Why are you not all perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same spirit? Why not? Why is it going to all speak the same thing? You understand? Somebody's short somewhere, ain't that right?
Right.
You see? See? Said I not in your law that you are God. Now, if it said that in the law that you are God, you understand? Now, what we've been trying to teach you is that you might become conscious of it,
yeah.
That you might realize it, that you might know it, that you might understand it, that you might see that matter comes from spirit. What is spirit? Spirit is substance.
Right.
It is the source. It is the essence. There's nothing else that exists but spirit in materialization.
That's right.
And in incorporealization, that's all it exists. So there's no other source for you to come from but that.
Right.
So then that makes you. That's the lesson we've got to learn. That's the reason why Paul said in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, you understand? 15th chapter, he said this. You understand? Then when he was resurrected from the grave, he said, "All power that there was in heaven and earth is given in my hand."
Right.
And he withdrew and reigned until the last enemy was destroyed. Isn't that right? Then the Son himself threw down all roots and all authority and all power, and he will be subject himself. Him. Ain't that right? Who took all things under his feet. What's that all about? That we might, Yahweh might be all in all, not at all. See?
Mm-hmm.
And it is, just like Dr. Liverfield told you. See, them credentials and all that you got,
that's right.
They don't mean nothing. See what it means?
Mm-hmm.
Though our mind can't, and all that foolishness and all ignorance you got around here, it don't mean nothing.
That's right.
Paul said again in the 6th chapter of 1 Corinthians, in verse about 19, "Know ye not, don't you know it? Have you found out about that yet? That your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, of which temple you are." You understand? "Therefore glorify God, listen at me. And you've got in, your spirit, which is him. You haven't got nothing."
All right.
What we're trying to do is bring you to the consciousness of it. And the realization of it. No flesh got no justifiable right to be broken in your sight.
That's right.
You see what I mean? Nobody. You see? Do you understand what I'm
saying?
That's
right.
Nobody. Dr. Hatch, we don't give a tank of damn about you.
Right.
Yeah. We don't give a tank of damn about you.
Right.
Uh-huh.
No, nobody else. You understand what I'm talking about? I don't want to just, it's just okay.
Okay.
You understand? So if you know now, there's no need you bring up your past. See what I mean? Well, we cope with that.
Yeah.
What do you mean, tankers, Dad? You ain't got no business cursing up there in the book, but that's one thing I don't like about you. You see? Well, let me tell you something. if you don't take what we just told you. No other name given under heaven whereby that man can be saved. That man must be saved. You're already there.
Okay.
He that believeth not on the only begotten, but the Father, he is destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
When? Right now. Right. Sitting right where you're sitting. You're in heaven or hell right where you're sitting.
All right.
When you know what they are. Is that right?
Right.
Messiah, listen at me. Can't you read the Bible? What's the matter with you? Didn't Messiah send him out that little field told you that to cast out death? Is that right?
Yeah.
Or to cast out demons. Send him out two by two. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now you got that the devil was cast out of heaven, the 12th chapter of Revelation. Is that right?
Right.
Well, what are you running around here trying to cast them out of men if that ain't hell in there?
That's right.
Don't use it here for the one besides hang your hat. You see, that's where all that confusion and disturbance and a lot of other stuff is in there. You understand? In you walking down the street. You understand all trouble and all worked up. Having a nervous drink there. You understand? Some devil standing out there with his collar turned backwards on his back. You understand? Telling you what all you ought to do to live a Christian life. And you are so stupid you haven't got sense enough to see it. And you try to do everything you do. That's an old thing. The Pharisees and the Spirits, they bound them heavy burdens up on their people. Ain't that right? They wouldn't lift it with their little fingers. Ain't that right? You see what I'm talking about? All them doctrines and whatnot. And heavy burdens. Ain't that right? Now they've got you all bent down, tied up with them kind of things. And they wouldn't lift it with nothing. Talking about the pastors. This, that, and the other. The pastor's anniversary. The pastor's this, that, and the other, you understand? And he's got to ride around and spend it.
Yeah,
ain't that right? Magnificent glorification. And you stupid. I'll tell you, can't get enough money hard out of these places to make a living to pay the life here. Ain't that right? But you got to pay rent for that damn stupidity that he's feeding you with.
That's right.
Now, when I said damn, that means destructible doctrine. The doctrine of a death. Anytime a man tell you he's got to be punched in the crib or something else, that's a destructible thing.
That's right.
And everybody sitting in, why they haven't never baptized nobody right.
That's right.
Talking about you being baptized, right and wrong and all that kind of different delusions and all that you got. You understand? You never heard nobody say the name of the Father was Yahweh.
Right.
The name of the Son. Is that right?
Right.
Yes. Joshua. Right. Isn't that right?
Right?
In the name of what you call the Holy Ghost, is Holy Spirit. They didn't say that when they put you down there. Is that right? That's the way. I mean, when they baptized you in the water. You never sent nobody to baptize nobody in no water.
That's right.
That's the resurrection from the dead. You can't read it out of the Bible because it's not in there.
Right. Right.
See what I mean? Is it, by the way?
That's right.
It's not in there. See, he died out there on the cross.
Right.
Right over there. Died out there on the cross. Does nothing but to do away with physical water baptism. It's no good to the Jew. If it ain't no good to the Jew, it's no good to you.
Right.
See, it wasn't given to you in the first place. You see what I'm talking about? Well, somebody, when they gave me to challenge me on that, and they went on to talk about, what about Philip and the eunuch? Now, listen, they didn't even know nothing about the
eunuch. Yeah.
They don't. See, they don't know nothing about the eunuch. See, Philip just stopped in the chat and baptizing you.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he went down into the water. He did. See, Philip did. Stop it, the man. Stop the chat. And then he went down into physical water.
Right.
Now, not just by telling you that he did. You understand? Then they said that this turned out to be great for me. Is that right? See what I mean? Now all you need, this is all you need. See? Now it was Philip, one of the apostles.
No.
No.
And he didn't tell him to go and do anything.
Right.
He said to the apostles, you will be my witness. Is that right? That's what he said to the apostles. And when he said that, they didn't even have no
deacons. That's right.
Is that right? You see what I'm talking about? Now here you tell me that Philip's carrying out the Great Commission. And I'm telling you that God, Christ, nor the Holy Ghost never sent it.
That's right.
See? And neither did the apostles say. You see? Now that's the part that's in the Bible.
Right.
See? But what's he doing now? He just got to run out of town. Go running out.
That's right.
He wasn't the apostle when he brought him out.
That's right.
He was a blasphemer when he brought him out. And killed Stephen. He stood by and held his coat. Hooray, but ain't that right? You're white if you look at your Bible. You understand? And here comes along the eunuch. Where's he coming from? He's coming from Jerusalem. We have to go way down yonder, almost beyond the gate, to find out something about it, folks. And to a man, you understand, it wasn't sent to carry out the Great Commission. You understand? What is a youth? What was their position in the tabernacle and in the congregation that they're saying?
Yeah.
You understand? Why didn't he know something about it before he got way down yonder on his way back to Egypt? He's coming from down in Jerusalem. Then somebody said he was a Negro.
Yeah.
You see, that's what wrote up in the book. Well, they don't know even what a Jew is.
Right.
You see, what lets a Jew is a doctor.
Right.
You understand? You see what I mean? It's a religious confession. It's a religious faith. Then he's coming from up there at the temple. He's been... You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Coming up from up there at the temple.
Right.
Well, he has to way down yonder somewhere for somebody that wasn't sent to that preach the gospel to get that up. And you see how stupid we are.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in that book, Jimmy. So you don't start no argument with me. You see? And let me tell you this. The eunuchs, you're in line. No eunuch was allowed in the congregation of the assembly.
That's right.
Under the dispensation of the law.
That's
right. See? Well, why would John keep baptizing him baptized no eunuchs?
That's right.
So you ought to learn something about what it's all about. Paul himself was a eunuch. And he had to be brought up at the foot of Gamaliel because he was not allowed into the congregation of the assembly. Where you find that at? 23rd chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 1. And he prayed three times for that affliction that was giving him in the flesh. Why ain't he not allowed in the congregation of the assembly? Why? Just why not? You see, you're talking about Jews. You feel baptized in Jews. You understand? Why is he not allowed in there? You don't have no seed. Did you understand? You know what I mean by seed?
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't have no children. Didn't have no wife. Couldn't do nothing with her. Couldn't have no children. Now what's it running in there telling somebody else's kids about something?
Right.
Please. See?
Yeah.
Stay out of that. You see? See the eunuch now?
Yeah.
See, you see what portion of the temple he's coming from up there now? The reason why he hadn't heard nothing about it?
Mm-hmm.
You have to do better than that when you talk to me. You understand? You don't just get into heart about this thing. The Messiah died, that it might, all that natural might be true. Yeah, out of the way. You understand? And Philip, the deacon, he was not commissioned to go into all the world to preach the gospel. He was chosen 7 of them.
That's right.
Why 7? There ain't 7 days in a week.
You see, you call yourself keeping the Lord's Supper.
and all them different kind of things, all that natural has been done away with, that you might walk in the Spirit. You understand? But they don't need me come down there, sitting down there, wasting my time. You understand? And you were running around here, jiving up in the pit. You got a big pool down here, you understand? You can't put your body up in the Spirit. It's like one Spirit.
That's right. Not water. That's right. That's right. When we do God, that's right. And this, when they are doing all of that, back there, when they are. Saith Yahweh.
Okay.
And they shall till it and dwell therein.
Okay,
that gets 29 and 10. For thus saith Yahweh, that after 7 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you.
Now, after a week. So after one cycle, he got seven steps of the tabernacle, see? A week, read.
And perform my good word towards you, and causing you to return to this place.
And causing you to return to this place. Now, they were in Jerusalem when they were being told that. And they said that